janefinch.com.
Wonderful. So welcome to Jane and Finch Action Against Poverty photo exhibit with our photographer, Errol Young, who's been documenting the story of JFAP since 2008. Errol Young. Yes. Errol Young's a photographer beyond JFAP. He's been around in the community. He can disclose numbers. But he's been doing photojournalism for more than 3 years of JFAP's creation. You can go into that, yeah. This is a celebration of this amazing anti-poverty group working locally in the Jane and Finch area, but also stretching its wings across the city, working against the resistance of poverty in our marginalized communities, just like Jane and Finch. So please check out the pieces around. There are also catalogs and you can register too. Perhaps Errol, maybe you have a few words for your fan base.
Only to thank my family.
Only to thank the
family, my community. This event is not it has my photos, but it's my community, and that's what makes me really proud. It couldn't have happened without that. The organizations involved. I see Councillor Perruzza is here. Thank you for coming out. Please enjoy the photos, seeing the world a little bit like I see it.
You know, in looking at some of the photographs as I went around here, I was just reminded of when I first met Errol. We met some 25, 26 years ago at the corner of Keel and Wilson. And I remember Errol was running for school board trustee. It was his second term. He was running for re-election. And it was my first time running in an election. And I remember having lots of opportunities in that little trailer in the late-night hours when you're looking at the election, at the prospects of the election, and you're reflecting on yourself and what you're doing and why you are doing those things. And I remember those conversations with Errol, and I have to tell you, Errol always had a phenomenal sense of social activism. It was about the community, and it was about all of those elements in the community that he believed in, and that's what he wanted to represent, and that's what he wanted to fight for. And I have to tell you, in the old days, Errol didn't carry a camera. He didn't have one in his back pocket. I'm not sure he even owned one back then. But he expressed himself in a very different way. And I have to tell you, some 25 or 26 years later, as I walk around here and I look at the images that he's captured through his lens, it brings me back to those conversations of 25, 26 years ago with Errol, where he talked about community, because you see in the faces of the people in the photographs the struggles and the tribulations that the community has gone through. And it's wonderful to see that he has been able to capture that. And you know what? He's been a lifelong activist, and Errol, you are a credit to yourself and to the community that you have worked in and lived in for all of your life. So we are blessed and lucky to have you with us. Thank you very much for all of this, okay?
So I'm with Errol Young, local Jane and Finch photographer. How are you tonight?
Oh, exhausted, but excited.
So today we had a launch of your photography here at Yorkgate Mall. How do you feel about it?
Wonderful. The reaction of the people is incredible, and I'm just glad people can see what I've been doing for these years.
So why are you inspired to document Jane and Finch Action Against Poverty, be a member of JFAP? What inspires you?
Well, I think the fact that people resist in any way, the forces that are against them, is progressive. Whether you win or lose, the fact that you didn't go down quietly, and this community doesn't go down quietly. We fought against school closings, we fought for food, we fought for safety, we're fighting against the police oppression. These are important issues, and people need to fight for them.
So we dedicated the photo exhibit. Would you mind sharing a little bit of your thinking behind the dedication?
Dedication? Can we go over here? The dedication is to Dudley Laws. Dudley has been elder in our community who has led the way for at least three decades more against police brutality and against the dignity of human beings. And unfortunately, we lost him this year. We lost him a month ago or so. And it's clear to me that we need to keep his name alive and his spirit alive. And this is a picture of him on the night Obama won. And he was feeling so good, and I hope I show that here. Also, it's dedicated to the community of Jane and Finch, which is a wonderful community.
Awesome. So, what's happening in Toronto, what's happening in Canada, I mean, there's going to be a hard couple years ahead of us. What do you see for JFAP in the next 3 years?
I'm hoping we keep up the resistance, keep up the action, try to engage more people in this, and try to work at changing things. Work at changing things for the better.
Right. So anybody who wasn't able to attend the photo exhibit or is interested in joining JFAP, what would you like to say to them?
Come on out. JFAP really, really is important. I think it's important politically. It's important for the community. So take a look at our webpage. It'll probably be advertised on janefinch.com. And try coming out to the meetings and contributing to the...
Thank you so much, Errol.
Awesome.
Thank you. So, all right, afternoon, how are you today?
Today I'm okay, happy about everything that done here today.
Okay.
So
what do you think of the artwork and the photography that you saw today?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, very good about this community, you know. Yeah.
So you really like the community?
Oh, yes, I like it.
Okay. Okay then. Thank you so much for your time. Did you want to say any words there?
I love you. I love the community. I love this guy too.
So what do you think of the pictures today?
The pictures was nice, but I didn't come out nice, dear.
Oh, okay. So you wish that there was a better picture
better
of you.
Better picture.
Okay, we'll work on that next time.
Yeah.
All right.
See you.
Okay.
28. Cut it off.
All right. So I'm with Leticia. Amma, how are you, sister?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
Enjoying the show?
I am.
I'm enjoying it too.
All right. So what do you think of the photography, the exhibit, the turnout?
Oh my God. I think the photography is amazing. I am really, really impressed with what Errol has been able to capture. I'm impressed with us for all the great work. It's actually seeing the work on the wall and you're like, wow, we have accomplished a lot and we need to see that. So for me, I think it's fantastic.
Awesome. And where do you see JFAP going in the future? What actions are next?
Well, with the city cuts and with the conservatives, I think we have a lot of work ahead of us, and we are going to need a lot of support, you know, to get through.
And your son is in some of the photography pieces displayed today. Why is it important that our children, elders, everybody is involved with the resistance with anti-poverty work?
You know what? There's this belief that, oh, the kids don't know what's going on. They don't care. But if you start them from young, letting them know, letting them see the light, as Bob Marley puts it, I think then you're building the future of knowledge. The future, like, kids are going to grow up with so much and they're going to be so much aware, and it will help kind of deal with this ignorance that we find in our community. So I think get everybody involved, young, old, everybody.
Everyone. All right.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.